弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
I was nervous to say that. The message that we're going to share today, for most of us, is something that's been practiced and true in our everyday life.
我们今天要分享的信息呢，是我们很多弟兄姊妹一直在操练的。
For I think for some of us, actually the topic that I gave the brothers for today was giving and receiving, but that topic is a gift that is well pleasing or loving and caring are other possible topics that could be used.
我给这边的弟兄们的题目呢是叫给予和接受啊，但是也有可能有其他的啊，在爱心中互相的提携的这样的其他的这样的题目。
So for as I mentioned before, so for most of the brothers and sisters here, practicing of loving and caring is something that's done on a regular basis today.
我们今天呢，很多弟兄姊妹在教会中都是在。在彼此的爱中来互相的来帮助。
But for those of us who may be a little bit younger, maybe we are not aware or we haven't tried to practice loving and caring with one another.
有些比较年轻的弟兄姊妹或许还没有意识到或者还没有开始在爱中彼此的这样的照顾。
And perhaps for some of us, it's something that we kind of forgot to do, and it's been a while.
我们或许当中有些弟兄姊妹可能有一段时间没有这样积极的去做。
And for those, I pray that this sharing will remind us to practice these things once again.
我祷告呢，我这样的信息呢，能够激励弟兄姊妹呢去操练。
Let's read Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 20.
我们一起读腓立比书的第四章十到二十节。
We will stop at verse 20. We will not go all the way through 29. Our brother pointed out there's no verse 29 in Philippians chapter 4.
我们会读到二十节。
Philippians 4, 10 to 20.
腓立比书四章十到二十节。
I will read through in English and brother Larry will read through in Chinese. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly.That now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry.Both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. You yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel, after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift,more than once for my needs. Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account. But I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God.And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
腓立比书第四章第十到二十节，我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足。这是我已经学会了，我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。 我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。腓立比人呐、啊，你们也知道，我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到收受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。就是我在帖塞罗尼迦，你们也一次两次的打发人供给我的需用。我并不求什么馈送，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足。因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳，所以喜悦的祭物。我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。阿门。
Amen. Let's have a short prayer again.
我们有一点简短的祷告。
Father, we thank you for your precious word.
父神，我们感谢你宝贵的话。
We thank you for willing to speak to us in the last days.
我们感谢你在最后的日子向我们说话。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will speak.
我们祷告你的圣灵向我们说话。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit would open our ears.
我们可以求你圣灵打开我们的耳朵。
May your own word take root in our hearts.
你的话可以在我们的心里扎根。
And bear fruit for you, for your glory.
能够按照你的荣耀来结果子。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
Let me go do a little bit of a background.
我们做一点的背景。
Philippi was the first Macedonian city that Paul visited during his second missionary journey.
在腓立比这个地方呢，是保罗第二次到的，在马其顿那边的一个教会。
He had not been there before.
他以前没有到过。
And so during his second missionary journey, he traveled through Asia Minor, and the Holy Spirit forbid him to speak there.
第二次保罗传道的时候呢，他就到了小亚细亚那一带啊，神就感动保罗来说话。
Asia Minor is the modern day Turkey.
这就是现在的这个土耳其那一带。
And while he traveled through Asia Minor, he arrived at Troas, which is at the tip of Turkey.
他就到了一个在土耳其那块的一个地方。
And there, Paul received a vision from a man in Macedonia.
在那里他就看到了马其顿的异象。
The man said, please come and help us.
那个马其顿人啊，就求保罗到他们那里去。
So Paul took a ship, crossed the ocean to Macedonia.
保罗就坐船啊，到了马其顿。
And the first city that he went to preach the gospel was in Philippi.
第一个传福音的地方就是在腓立比。
After Philippi, he proceeded to go to Thessalonica.
他从那里就到了帖塞罗尼迦。
Then to Berea.
然后到另一个地方。
Then to Athens.
再又到了雅典。
And then to Corinth.
又到了哥林多。
In Philippi, the gospel story is quite dramatic in some places.
在腓立比那里福音的信息非常有果效。
The first convert in Philippi was Lydia and her household.
在第一个在腓立比的教会的就有一个姊妹她一家人。
And it was in Philippi that while he was walking around, a servant girl who was demon possessed followed him around and started yelling.
在腓立比那里，她有一个被鬼所附的这个侍女向她喊叫。
Paul got annoyed after days of this and cast out the demon.
那个呢，几天以后呢，保罗就把这个恶鬼从这个侍女的身上赶出。
Unfortunately for the masters of this servant girl, she used to make a lot of money for him because she used to tell fortunes by the demon.
但这个侍女的主人呢，非常发怒，因为他借着这个鬼所附的侍女。得了很多钱财。
So of course the masters got angry at Paul and they had him beaten and they had him thrown into prison.
所以这个侍女的主人就把保罗人家打了，而且收在监里。
And during the night, Paul and Silas was also beaten and thrown into prison. There was a great earthquake in the middle of the night.
那时候呢，保罗和这个希拉在监狱的时候呢，就有大地震。
All the prison doors flew open. And all the chains on all the prisoners fell off also.
那个时候呢，这个地震以后呢，这些监锁都开了，并且他的这些捆绑他的也都开。
The jailer was awakened by the earthquake and he came out to see all the prison doors open.
这个监狱的这些看守呢，也看到了这些人都被释放。
Naturally, he thought everybody had escaped.
他认为所有人都逃走了。
He pulled out his sword. He was about to kill himself.
他就拿出剑来要自杀。
And Paul said, "Don't do that."
保罗就说不要这样做。
We are all still here.
我们仍然在这儿。
Trembling, this jailer kneeled before Paul and said, "What must I do to be saved?"
这个狱卒呢就跪在保罗面前发抖，说我该怎么做能够得救呢？
Paul preached the gospel to him and his household.
保罗就向他和他的家来传福音。
And this household was saved as well.
他们一家人都得救了。
Paul stayed there and continued to preach the gospel.
保罗就在那里待下来继续传福音。
But he didn't stay there too long.
他没有待太久。
But he was there long enough to develop a relationship, a lasting relationship with these brothers and sisters.
但是他待的时间足够久，可以和这当地的弟兄姊妹有一定的关系。
So when he left Philippi to go to Thessalonica, which is those, these two are both Macedonian cities.
当他离开腓立比到另一个马其顿的城叫帖塞罗尼加的时候，
we read from this passage that the Philippians sent gifts to Paul while he was in Thessalonica.
我们所读的经文说到，这些腓立比的圣徒呢，就给保罗有礼物。
He specifically mentions that they gave gifts more than once.
这里特别讲到是一次两次的打算。
And not only that, when he continued on, they continued to send him gifts.
不仅这样，他也是继续的来支持保罗。
Paul credits these brothers and sisters as being the first and the only churches to give.
保罗这里讲到他们不仅是第一个，也是那个时候的唯一的支持他的，在财务上支持他的。
And if we read Paul's other letters, we know that they had some influence on other churches to give as well.
保罗在其他书信中提到，腓立比的圣徒呢，对于圣徒的供给这方面有很好的榜样和激励。
And if we read Paul's Second Corinthian letter,
若是我们读到保罗的哥林多后书，
we will discover that these Philippian brothers and sisters, these Macedonian brothers, were not rich.
我们读到呢那个地方说到腓立比的圣徒并不富有。
In fact, most of these brothers and sisters were poor.
实际上这些圣徒呢实际上非常贫穷。
There may have been few brothers and sisters who had wealth, but most of these brothers and sisters were poor people.
只有少数的圣徒比较富，但大部分的圣徒都比较穷。
And it was out of their poverty that these brothers and sisters shared.
是从他们的贫穷当中来积极的来供应。
So you could imagine when these brothers and sisters gave gifts to Paul, it cost them something.
你可以想象到，当这些圣徒给保罗财务上的支持呢，对他们来说是一个负担。
I remember one brother sharing on giving said, "We should give until it hurts."
我们有个弟兄提到呢，我们给的时候应该给到我们觉得里面是有这样的一个受伤的感觉。
There was a famous preacher in the 1800s named D.L. Moody.
在十八世纪的有一个圣徒叫穆迪弟兄。
He wrote about an experience he had when he visited and preached in a church in a place called Latumbe, Africa.
他讲到他在传道的时候呢，有一个在一个特别非洲的一个小地方的一个经历。
The day after the preaching, the host that he was staying with told him that there was a possibility.That some brothers and sisters will visit you.
他讲到他在传道以后，有他的这个主办的这些弟兄们给告诉他，有可能有其他的教会成员来访。
Sure enough, the next day, in the middle of the day, about 20 brothers and sisters came to visit Brother Moody.
确实，在第二天中午的时候呢，有些弟兄们，差不多二十个弟兄们来到他们当中。
They sang hymns. They gave thank God for Moody's visit. and prayed for his safe return back home.
一起唱诗，一起来感谢主，一起的来为目的的回到美国来祷告。
And before these brothers and sisters left, a representative of that group gave Brother Moody some money.
当他们走之前，就有一个代表的弟兄就给穆迪一个礼物。
They gave him a gift of 30 francs.
就是有30个法郎。
30 francs was equivalent to about 60 cents in those days.
差不多当时的60分。
I did some calculation. If you count inflation, if that money was given to Brother Moody today, it would be equivalent to less than $20.
我算了一下，若是换成现在的这个美元的话，差不多20美金。
When he received it, he didn't know what to say.
他接到以后，他不知道该说什么。Later
on, after the brothers and sisters left, the host spoke to him.
他们走了以后，这个主办的弟兄就给穆迪说。
He said, did you know, for these brothers and sisters to take up this collection, it took them a day and a half to do it.
这个要收到这30法郎，需要这些弟兄们1天半的时间。
When Brother Moody realized how much they sacrificed to give him these 30 francs,
当这个穆迪感受到他们这个礼物的宝贵的时候，
he was humbled. And he was overcome.
他非常的谦卑，也非常的受震惊。
He was so touched that there are these poor people in the world who are so dedicated.
他看到这些那么穷的人给他有这样的支持，他非常的感动。
He decided he would never spend those 30 francs.
他就决定他不会花这30个法郎。
He kept the gift to himself to remind him of the love and the sacrifice that these brothers and sisters lavished upon him.
他就把这个礼物作为他个人的礼物收藏，来使他常常想到这些弟兄姊妹对他的这样一个极大的一个支持。
D.L. Moody was a famous preacher. He spoke in many places.
穆迪是非常有名的传道家。
He had received honorariums in many places.
他也得到了很多这个名誉的这种称呼。
But this particular gift was recorded in his heart as the most precious.
但是呢，在他的心中，他的这个礼物呢，是在他心中最重的一个礼物。
Paul said he rejoiced greatly.
保罗说他非常的喜乐。
Paul rejoiced greatly because the brothers and sisters in Philippi remembered him once again.
他大大喜乐是因为他想到这些腓立比的圣徒纪念他。As
I mentioned before, the Philippian brothers and sisters gave gifts to Paul for a period of time.
我们知道呢，腓立比的圣徒给保罗是有一段时间的支持。But
there was a period of time until this point that Paul did not hear from them for a while.
但是呢，有一段时间呢，刚才我们读的讲到，他有一段时间没有听到腓立比圣徒的消息。So
when Epaphroditus, who was sent by the Philippians,
当这个一个圣徒到了这个从腓立比来到保罗面前的时候，
arrives at Rome bearing gifts and news from the Philippians to Paul,
他就带着这个腓立比的弟兄姊妹的礼物给保罗。
Paul was overjoyed. It was not the gift itself, but it was the love and the care behind the gift. He rejoiced not because his needs were, not only because his needs were met, because, of course, he is human. Just like you and me, he has needs.
保罗是人，他也有他自己的需要。
When he's hungry, he eats, he's satisfied.
他饥饿，他吃了，他就会饱。
When he is cold and he's warm, he's satisfied.
当他冷的时候，他得到温暖，他就会满足。
But we also know from verses 11 to 13 that Paul had learned the secret of being content no matter what the circumstances were.
但是我们在十一到十三节，他就讲到保罗已经能够处好各种的环境。
He already knows how to be content.
他已经知道如何来得到满足。
He did not need these gifts per se.
他不是特别需要这个礼物本身。
But it brought him great joy.
但是他却大大喜乐。
One of the greatest joys in life is to receive a love gift from your own child.
一个非常大的人生的喜乐就是从自己的儿女的那里得到一份礼物。
I was at the mall with one of my sons a couple of months ago.
我在去一个商贸和我的一个儿子同去。
And I was looking through the final sales bin.
我就看那些最后的要卖出去的东西。
I found a shirt. I said, "Oh, my size."
我看到一个衬衣是我穿的型号。
It was a nice shirt.
非常漂亮的。
$2.90.
两块九毛钱。
Wow, what a bargain.
是非常便宜的。
My son was looking over my shoulder.
儿子就在我旁边看到。
I said, "Do you want it?"
我说你要不要？
I'll buy it for you.
我会给你买的。
I was so happy to let him buy it for me.
我非常高兴他能给我买这个衬衣。
I appreciated the gesture from his heart very much.
我非常非常的体会到他在心里面这个一个姿态。
When Paul received these gifts from the Philippian brothers and sisters.
当保罗接到腓立比圣徒的礼物的时候，
he felt the love behind the gifts.
他从这个礼物中得到了这个弟兄姊妹的爱。
And it gave him great rejoicing.
就给他大大的喜乐。
And Paul says, not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account.
他是说我不求在第十七节我并不求什么馈送所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多归在你们的账上。
This is the New American Standard Version.
这是美国新版本。
And the word profit in this passage actually is the same as this word is can be translated as fruit.
这个地方的这个就这有个词叫 profit 呢是可以翻译成果子。
It's the exact same Greek word we find in Gospel John chapter 15, where Jesus talks about the vines and the branches and the fruit.
这是和约翰福音的十五章主耶稣讲到那个葡萄树的时候，那个果子是一个字。
You know those small gifts that Paul received.
我们知道保罗所得到这些小的礼物。
Whether it was money or food.
可能是钱也可能是食物。
Over time, it was used up.
都会用完的。
Money's run out.
钱会用完。
When the Philippian brothers and sisters showed their love to Paul,
当腓立比的圣徒向保罗展示他们的爱的时候，
When they showed their love, expressed their love to Paul through their gifts,
当他用礼物来向保罗表达他们的爱的时候
，They were making use of the earthly treasures to store up for themselves treasures in heaven.
他是用地上的这些所谓的宝物来在天上积累财宝。
And Jesus tells us the treasures that are stored up in heaven, no moth, no rust destroys it, and no thief.comes to steal it.
耶稣基督说，在天上的这些财宝呢，这没有虫子咬，也不会腐烂，也不会水损坏。
But the fruit that Paul is seeking lasts for all eternity.
所以这保罗所寻找的这些果子是会存到永远。
But I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent.A fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God.
这十八节说，但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳，所喜悦的祭物。
We know that these gifts brought great joy to Paul.
我们知道这些礼物呢, 使保罗非常的喜乐。
But Paul also tells us that this gift brought great joy to God the Father as well.
这里保罗也提到这些礼物也是为神所收纳所喜悦的祭物。
I would like for us to imagine two children playing in the playground.
我们可以想象有两个孩子在玩耍。
One of the child has a cookie in his pocket.
有一个孩子的兜里面就有一个点心。
So they play for a while.
他们玩了一会。
And then they take a break and they sit down.
他们就开始休息坐下来。
The boy takes out the cookie.
这个男孩拿出他的这个糖果。
Opens it up.
就把它掰开。
Sees his friend.
他看到他的朋友。
Breaks the cookie.
他就掰开他的这个糖果。
And gives the half to his friend.
就把一半给了他的朋友。
Now, if you are in the park, sitting across the bench,
若是你是在玩的地方坐在这个凳子上,
wouldn't you be blessed if you witnessed something like this?
若是你看到的话, 是不是你觉得非常的享受?
I think I would be so touched.
我想我会觉得非常的受祝福。
Now, imagine it's your own kids.
想象那是你自己的孩子。
Your own children do something like this.
你自己的孩子这样去做的时候。
If you see your own children practicing this kind of sharing.
若是你看到你自己的孩子们能这样来分享。
I know the blessings that we would feel is even greater.
你里面的这个喜乐或者是被祝福的感觉会更重。
When we do something and show our love and care for brothers and sisters,
当我们为了弟兄姊妹做事情来显示我们的爱的时候,
when we show love and care to our families,
当我们来为我们的家庭来展示我们的爱的时候,
it is a blessing for many people.
是对于很多人的祝福。
My mom, who is passed on, she told me a few times a story that happened when I was a little boy.
我的母亲呢，在讲到给我讲了很多我还很小小孩的时候，她的一些故事。
I must have been maybe 5 or 6 years old.
我可能大概5、6岁的样子。
My mom has two sisters, and one of the sisters was very ill when she was young.
我的母亲呢有两个姊妹，其中有一个年轻的时候就生很重的病。
She had such high fever.
她会常常发烧。
That when she came out of, when she came through, she had some, she had like her, one of her legs was crippled, she couldn't walk straight.
当她发烧过了以后呢，她的其中一个腿就没有办法行走。
So she had trouble walking and especially going up and down stairs.
她就没有。 很非常困难在上这个台阶。
And she tells me one time her, that we were, so my mom, myself, and my aunt, we were going down a flight of stairs.
她讲到那个时候呢，我妈妈，我还有我的这个姨一起来上楼梯的时候。
She said, I tried to help my aunt to go down the stairs. I hold her hand and try to help her.
他说呢，我当时呢就想帮我这个姨呢来上这个台阶儿。
Now she was much bigger than I was, so I'm sure I couldn't have helped much.
我姨非常高大，我可能不一定能帮她什么。
My mom told me that that picture really touched her.
但是我妈妈说呢，这个图画就使她心里特别的感动。
She was so thankful to me for trying to, for attempting to help her sister.
我妈妈非常感恩，就是我愿意帮助她的这个姐姐或者妹妹。
She said that picture left a long lasting impression in her mind.
她说呢，那一个的印象在她心中呢，长久的存在。
You know, I'm sure I have reaped benefits of that action many times in my life.
我相信呢, 我在那个的举动上 受到了很多的益处。
The thankfulness that she felt, the appreciation or the heartwarming experience that she had caused her to I don't know if try to pay me back is the right word, but she I'm sure I benefited a lot from that action.
因为妈妈非常感恩，非常感谢我，所以呢，她就给我些好处，所以我非常确定呢，我这个举动呢，我得到了很多的实在的好处。
You know, our Father is watching and observing all His children.
我们的天父呢，在观察，也是在注意我们每一个的他的儿女。
He is watching every brother and every sister, how the interaction is.
他来观察我们弟兄姊妹之间的交接。
As a matter of fact, you know, this message actually spoke to my heart greatly as I was preparing as well.
实际上这个信息呢，在我的心中有很大的震动。
It's helped me to see and notice things that I hadn't noticed before.
使得我能够看到一些我没有特别注意到的。
This morning, I was greatly blessed as I was sitting there during the singing time.
在大家一起唱诗经的早晨的时候，我坐在那儿呢，我非常受祝福。
There were two sisters sitting right in the front.
有两个姊妹在前面坐着。
I don't know their names. I don't know their relationship.
我不知道他们的名字，也不知道他有什么关系。
You probably know much better than I do.
你可能比我更了解。
But I have to say, I was very blessed to see these sisters.
但是我觉得我非常的受，看到他们呢，我非常受祝福。
What I observed was one of the sisters tried to encourage the other sister to sing and to praise.
我所观察到的是一个姊妹来鼓励另一个姊妹来唱诗，来敬拜。
I was very touched.
我非常的受感动。
I was very blessed.
我非常受祝福。
You know, I don't think I would have noticed that before I went through this preparing of this message.
若是我不准备这个信息，可能我就会忽略这样的一个观察。
But to see a brother and a sister,
能看到我们的弟兄姊妹们,
encouraging one another,
能够彼此的勉励,
caring for one another,
彼此照顾,
making sacrifices for one another,
彼此的牺牲,
truly it is a great blessing for one another.
实在是我们之间的一个非常大的祝福。
Both for the one who receives the gift,
不仅是那个得到的那个弟兄或姊妹,
and for the one who is giving the gift,
也是那给予的那个弟兄或姊妹。
And there's a third person always involved.
只有第三个人总是在其中。
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25,
耶稣在马太福音25章中讲,
The king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me.
主耶稣在这里讲到，若是你把这些事情做在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上。
God is watching and observing everything that we do.
神让观察我们每一件的小小的事情，我们所做的。
I think many young brothers and sisters think that God is watching and looking to see make us make mistakes and try to correct us.
很多年轻的弟兄姊妹或许想神是在找我们的麻烦，看我们有没有犯什么错误。
Of course, our Father loves us very much, and He would correct us and discipline us when there's a need.
当然，我们的主，我们的神特别的爱我们，所以他会纠正我们一切的错误。
But far more than that, our Father is looking for those brothers and sisters who are expressing and showing love and care for one another.
但是更重要的，我们的天父是观察我们之间有没有在爱里面的彼此的照顾，彼此的给予。
This is almost tax season.
这现在又是要交税的时候了。
And I have to get paperwork to my accountant.
我会把很多的资料给我的这些给我的会计。
The accountant is much better than better at me in keeping accounts than myself.
会计会做这方面比我强。
But you know, our Father keeps account of everything that we say and do.
但是天父呢，对我们每个人所做的，他都有一个记录。
Especially to our brothers and sisters.
特别是我们的弟兄姊妹们。
Because at the judgment seat of Christ,
在基督的审判台前
when our Lord gathers all his people together before him,
当他召聚所有的人来他的面前的时候
the rewards will be far, far greater than the gifts of love that we share for one another.
我们所得到的奖赏要比我们所给予的要超过不知多少倍
He keeps account of everything.
他会记录每一件事情。
And that account that the Father keeps, He will keep it for our profit.
他记录这一切就是要来看我们有没有得到果子。
Now the eternal rewards will be great.
我们永远的赏赐是大的。
But you don't imagine our Heavenly Father waiting until eternity to reward us. For the love and care that we show for one another.
你可以看到我们的父亲天父实在是愿意这样来照着我们的所行的给我们赏赐。
And Paul said, "And my God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus."
这里呢，十九节说，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
So the this great God that we all believe in.
这个伟大的神我们所信的。
You imagine him holding the money in his pocket to pay us back for the money that we shared with somebody else?
你能想象他会把他的钱放在口袋里不给我们只等到时候到的时候给我们。
Every chance the Father gets, he will take the money out and give it to us.
他所有的他都会给愿意给他的儿女。
You would do the same for your own kids.
你自己的儿女，你也会这样做。
If you see your daughter sacrificing her money for her younger brother,
你要看到你自己的女儿为了她的兄弟们有摆上的时候。
The next time there's an occasion for you to give money to your daughter.
下一次你要给这些孩子们有机会给他们礼物的时候。
You're not going to say, "Oh, remember that last time?" You sacrificed this for your little brother, so now I'm paying you back for that good deed.
你会想象这个父亲会说，因为你上次给你的弟弟有这些的贡献，我就给你这些。
No, you will just do it.
不会的，你会直接就给他。
Our God is dying to give us all the money that we need.
我们神实在是特别愿意把他。所有的钱给我们，所有的祝福给我们。
Especially when he sees us sharing, showing love and care for one another.
特别是当我们在彼此相爱的这种光景中。
These brothers and sisters, when they gave the gifts to Paul,
当这些弟兄姊妹们给保罗这样的支持的时候
，Did they know all this?
他是不是知道这一些呢？我们所讲的
，I don't think so.
我不会这样认为。
They saw Paul come and minister to them.
他看到保罗到他们当中来传道。
They felt and experienced the love that came through Paul.
他就感受到借着保罗所来的爱。
And they loved him back.
他们就来回应，他们就回应保罗的爱。
And so naturally, they gave.
所以非常自然的，他们来奉献。
So when they gave, and Paul received these gifts,
他们给的时候，保罗就接受。
And when Paul writes back to them,
当保罗向他们写信的时候
，and explains to them, "Your gifts blessed me very much."
就讲到你的礼物实在是祝福了我。
And he tells them, "Your gifts not only blessed me, but it blessed God as well."
你的礼物不仅使我得祝福，也使神得祝福。
A fragrant aroma,
极美的香气
，an acceptable sacrifice，
是所喜纳的祭物
，well pleasing to God，
是为神所收纳。
What a blessing for everybody，
是每一个人都得到祝福。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love，
但是圣灵的果子就是爱。
My Father is glorified by this that you bear much fruit。And so prove to be my disciples.
你们多结果子，我的父就得荣耀，而且证明你是我的门徒。
May the Lord encourage all the brothers and sisters to participate in this.
愿主来激励我们。
Participate in this loving and caring for one another.
来，大家一起彼此相爱，彼此的祝福。
And all in the house of God will be blessed.
整个神的家都能得到祝福。
Let's pray，
我们一起祷告。
Father， you gave us the greatest gift。
天父，你给我们最大的礼物。
You gave us your only begotten Son。
你给我们独生的爱子。
There's no price on that。
那没有像这样的代价。
We could not pay you back。
我们没有办法来回应你这样的一个礼物。
But you tell us，
但你告诉我们
，to love one another，
来彼此相爱
，as you have loved us，
像你爱我们一样。
Lord， for us it may look and mean， it may look like different things。
对我们来说，我们可能看不同的事情。
It may be expressed in different ways。
可能有不同的表示。
But we pray that you will give us the heart like the Philippian brothers and sisters.
但是我们祷告，你给我们一个像腓立比教会弟兄姊妹的那样的一个心。
To show and to express love and caring to our fellow brothers and sisters.
让我们能够像我们的弟兄姊妹们，能够用爱心来彼此的这样的来帮助。
Because we know that this will not only benefit us.
这不仅是我们受益。
It will put a wonderful smile on your face as well.
也能够使你有的微笑在你的脸上出现。
May your words change us from the inside out.
愿你的话从里向外对我们有改变。
Unto your glory.
为你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
从耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.